With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Rose Ellen Brown was a kid, her family moved around a lot.
I write about that a lot. I think I write about people who don't belong anywhere. And I'm obviously working out my own obsession.
Rose Ellen Brown is a graceful writer whose recent novel, Before and After, edged onto the bestseller list. Brown says her family was neither literary or creative, except for a brother who was a jazz drummer.
In some ways, I think he might have plowed the path that allowed me to do something as odd and unlucrative, maybe, as becoming a writer.
Rose Ellen Brown was a lonely 9-year-old when she began to write little stories.
Most writers write out of a sense of solitariness or alienation. Not all of them, but most of them, I think, are trying to fill some kind of hole.
She stole plots out of classic comics and once wrote about Rin Tin Tin.
I didn't know that Rin Tin Tin was a dog. I thought it was a place, and I wrote a poem called In the Wonderful Land of Rin Tin Tin.
Rose Ellen Brown was a teenager when one of her poems was published on the editorial page of the New York Times.
And so at 17, I had a poem about Thomas Wolfe in the New York Times, and I thought, piece of cake, which of course it hasn't turned out to be.
Farrar, Straus, and Giroux published Rose Ellen Brown's novel Before and After, the story of a family devastated when a son is accused of murder. And the University Press of New England has just published a Rose Ellen Brown reader. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Rose Ellen Brown was a fledgling writer when she and her husband went off to Mississippi to teach at a black college at the height of the civil rights movement in the 1960s.
We did that because we wanted to take part in the civil rights movement, but we were really rather cowardly, I suppose, about taking full part. We really were terrified of plunging in and carrying picket signs and being jailed and so on. We shouldn't have been, but we were.
Rose Ellen Brown's experience in Mississippi led to her first book, a collection of poetry called Some Deaths in the Delta, and to a highly praised novel, Civil Wars. Brown says her background as a poet has made her a better fiction writer.
I hear my words when I read things aloud to myself, and I listen to the cadences of the sentences, and every word means a great deal to me.
Brown has written 8 books, despite the demands of raising 2 children.
My kids learned early that there were times when I needed to be by myself, and they tried to stay out of my way.
Rose Ellen Brown's most recent novel is Before and After, which examines a New England family's ordeal when a son is charged with murder. For many years, Brown lived in New Hampshire, but now resides in Houston, which she says is a congenial and easy place in which to live.
The literary scene actually has some wonderful people on it. Books are taken seriously enough so that my last book, Civil Wars, that came out in 84, I shared a book party with the writer Max Apple. We had about 200 people at that book party.
Farrar, Straus, and Giroux published Before and After by Rose Ellen Brown. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Rose Ellen Brown was inspired to write her recent novel, Before and After, by a real-life case in Houston in which a teenager was accused of murder and his parents refused to give evidence about the crime to a grand jury. Brown says the parents went to jail while the boy was released on bail.
You are protected against having to testify against your spouse, but not your child.
That's the idea behind Before and After, in which each member of a New Hampshire family reacts differently after a teenager in the family is accused of murder and flees. Despite the tragedy, the family somehow stays intact.
And somehow this family still fits together because of all they've been through together.
But because of the pressures of living in a small town, the family eventually moves to Houston.
It's a place where no one much cares what has happened in your past. I use it as a kind of counter to the small town where even things that you haven't done in your past are held against you if your family did them.
Rose Ellen Brown did a lot of research into the New England criminal justice system and even made a field trip to the jail in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
The sheriff in Cambridge, Massachusetts said to me very gently and delicately, "Well, Rose Ellen, have you published anything?" You know, before he was ready to help me, he wanted to be sure I was a writer in earnest, and I thought I should have brought some of my books.
Rose Ellen Brown, author of Before and After, published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux. And for a sampling of her work, try the Rose Ellen Brown Reader, published by the University Press of New England. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.